Episode 36. You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. We've been getting some great feedback lately on the shows, and I love to hear that. If you have something to say, you can drop us an email at comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com, or call our listener line at area code 206-333-1339. And now, on to the comedy.
Danny Hillcrest's Halloween DVD Horror Scarathon.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here. Halloween is almost at our doorsteps, literally. And it seems like every podcaster out there is doing a Halloween special. Well, personally, I don't like horror movies. Ever since my friends dragged me to see Gigli. Ooh. Still, being the movie expert that I am, I thought it was my duty to give you some scary movie suggestions. So, I rented a bunch of DVDs from Netflix over the past few weeks. And I'll give you the results this evening on
Danny Hillcrest's Halloween DVD Horror Scarathon.
To start off, I popped in the DVD for Dracula. But after a few minutes, I had to stop. Oh, it wasn't scary, but it was in black and white. Who was the genius that came up with that idea for a hook? It could have been worse, though. It could have been a musical. Oh, and it was really sad, too. This old guy was doing the world's worst imitation of that serial cartoon character, Count Chocula. I kept waiting for him to say, "You're part of my complete breakfast." Eject! Next, I watched Little Shop of Horrors, the one with Rick Moranis. Yikes! That was a musical! Eject! I couldn't bring myself to watch House of Wax. I'm guessing it's about horrible things that happen in a Yankee candle shop. I love that place, especially their peach cobbler surprise with mocha almond ice cream and a half-decaf latte scented candles. So, I certainly wasn't about to ruin that experience. Eject! Oh, great. Excuse me a second. Hello? What? You know what I did last summer? That's great, Cindy! I accidentally deleted those pages from my blog. Can you email me the info? Great, thanks, bye! Now, where was I? Not sure, but I'm sure it wasn't any good. Eject! I got most of the way through The Shining, but then I had to go meet some friends for dinner. Eject! With The Silence of the Lambs, I was expecting something like Babe or Racing Stripes. Nope, just Anthony Hopkins in some kind of catcher's mask. Eject! Wait Until Dark. I waited and waited and finally gave up. Eject! What's that? A chainsaw? Hold on a second. Hey, it's almost midnight. Can you cut down that tree in the morning?
Sorry.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Eject! I tried to watch this one called Arachnophobia, but it was all about spiders, and I'm afraid of spiders, so it was really scary. Who needs that? Eject! The Amityville Horror? I think it was some kind of home repair movie, like The Money Pit. I don't know, it lost me. Eject! Well, by this time, I was getting mighty discouraged, so I bit the bullet and put in Friday the 13th. I loved it! I hated summer camp when I was a kid, all that hiking and swimming, and don't get me started on s'mores. This was one fun romp, and it featured Kevin Bacon. All right, I've finally seen a movie with Kevin Bacon, so now I can play that 6 degrees game. Well, it's midnight, the moon is full, so I guess that's all for
Danny Hillcrest's Halloween DVD Horror Scarathon.
Wow, I got through that whole episode without anything scary happening. What a relief, right, Cujo?
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.